Okay. Any question? What are we supposed to talk about? We are at the beginning. Last time we finished somewhere and we said we are beginning a new story. This new story is the ninth big story in this book. We went over it story by story. I hope you remember the system that I think Rumi is using to organize his teachings. We have major section to attend to major questions or major leading lines. Of course, in that major story, he will use minor story to attend to the branches of that conversation and subject, or give some more explanation about that subject. So story by story, he's telling different stuff. We finished one story, which was the story of Satan waking up someone. And we saw that generally in that story, Rumi explained that there are times that your intelligence, your logical talent, will advise you to something good. Even then, you should be suspicious, because it could lead you to something good to stop you from something better. That was the subject we understood in that. Now we have another story. This is the story of the people who do something like Satan did, but this time publicly. They come together, they do something good, but they don't mean good. This is the story. So, in a way, we are looking at the application of the personal temptation to social temptation, which comes out of it. Means an attitude will come out of it. Means what? In that story, we understood that it is possible that my intelligence will cheat me. So I should be really careful. Okay, I got the message. Is there something left in that message that we need something else to explain it? Yes. Because in the first level of meaning and understanding, in the other story we realize that we should not trust 100% our logic. But is that the only stuff? Okay, I could forgive my, let's say, logical part and work with it. Somehow negotiate. How about that? For that negotiation, I take sight, and that will be the wrong side. So I will be shifted, I will be moved to the wrongdoing, because I have to make excuses. And those excuses will rotten me. Not only that bad doing, but the excuses that I will bring up to explain it. Here we hear the story of a group of people that somehow they are bothered by the unity of Muslims, of believers. They don't like it. So they plan something to divide these people in a way. For that matter, they built another mosque. They pretend that, okay, now we are a larger community, and in rainy days it will be difficult to go to that place. Did you get the excuse? Rainy days. You should imagine this in a country that, it's not like Vancouver that it rains every day. It doesn't rain. But they would say in rainy days and things like that, we need some holy place close to home, all of that. The problem is that even the prophet will start to buy that. Means what? Means let's go back and question that prophet. Why didn't he notice it the first time? Is that what we do? We understand that all of these, first of all, to me, are stories and are here to teach me something. Because judging or understanding a prophet is not my problem. We talked about it, you remember. What is my problem? Me. This is what the problem is. Oh, for years now we are talking about it, that the hidden enemy, which could compete with me, because it's me. That's the problem. If I could control that, I have done a great job. Why? Because that's the only domain trusted in me. To be honest, this universe doesn't belong to me. Even the idea is ridiculous. Even at the time of Rumi was ridiculous. When I say at the time of the Rumi, could you imagine the time of the Rumi? Go back 100 years only. They were on the Rumi. 100 years ago, everybody knew. Everybody was certain that there is, the universe is the Milky Galaxy and we are at the center of it. There was no other galaxy. 100 years ago, now that the universe is this enormous, could you dare to say it's mine? The only part of it which is trusted in me is this, which is my responsibility. Yes, I have to take care of it. If I feed it lahol, it doesn't work. Wow. That was the second story. And I have to take control, because this one is automatic. This one knows the rules. But the exception will be left alone. So I have to be in control. I have to fight this. In comparison, we called it the biggest war. Do you remember? The smallest war. We said, there is this smallest war, and this is this biggest. Not the small and big. Like that. The smallest one is to go to war and die for your belief. This is the smallest. The greatest is to fight your ego, because that's what it is all about. I hope you remember why. It should always be clear in your mind. Why is that? Is that natural? No. It has nothing to do with the nature. Nature has a process, and in nature, we know a magical stuff which we don't know how or why is here. And nobody even could prove it. But in common sense, we know it's here. That's life. That's a question that nobody has the answer. Right? Second to that, we know another magic. And that's abstract universe, cyberspace, that is space that didn't exist and now is a part of reality. Do you remember how it started? Of course not. Why should you? Who remembers? How did it start? I changed my question. Who could say what is thinking? Is thinking a process that I share with a dog? This is a difficult question, because when you look at the dog looks intelligent to you, which is. You think that the dog thinks. Dog doesn't think. There is no thinking system of that. Because thinking is something which you should be able to explain it to someone. What is thinking? Do I think like a dog? Never. It's not even similar. All started with words. Talking. Language. This is the gift given to us. And because of this, there is this space of thinking. I said apple. Of course you believe that your dog understands apple, because you call, here, come and have an apple, and the dog will approach you. And you think that he understands English and he understands what apple means. Thinking needs words. Is and is not. That is not is always in the language outside. There is no meaning for non-existence. And remember, we identified that universe which was the largest, the biggest. Do you remember why? It has no why. It has no why. It has no why.